This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
Brilliant.
Derek, the most smiling male I've ever met. Literally, you have one of those captivating smiles. But we're so excited to have you here. Last week, we had your beautiful daughter, Sarah, and talk about her incredible journey, which sparked your journey. And recapping on her story, she was just talking about being a ray of hope for people and never giving up on somebody and always shining that example of just, you know, your journey, your journey of health, and just knowing that, you know, somebody can always has a chance of turning around. Even if you've been trying to help them for a long time, there's always a chance where they will change their mind and come on board and have their own, start their own health journey. So Derek, we're here to talk about your health journey.
And Sarah's still here on a mic.
Yes, exactly.
Hello,
yes.
Hello.
Yes, yes. And so we want to hear from the bad. We want to hear from rock bottom.
Yeah, we okay. do.
We do.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the compliment about my smile. I am a very happy person, but it wasn't always so. And I grew up and became a heavy kid and spent a lot of time being way overweight. And then I effectively drove that off in my teenage years. And I was able to keep it off for a little over a decade while we married and started our family. And then the weight started to come back on and, you know, life was happening. Mm. And also I kind of began to feel that condemnation. And I really got poor self-worth. And so I've spent, you know, decades in that realm where as I aged and gained weight and then started taking medications to keep me from having the same kind of ailments that my parents had, and that was really troublesome. So when Sarah came and said, and she started pouring into me, it's like she wanted to help me, and she was really so kind to not be nagging about it, but she was always there and ever present. It's like, I can help you. It's like, here, try this. And she encouraged me to eat more vegetables. And I did eat a lot of vegetables, a lot. And I became the king of the giant salad. But I ate everything else too. Yeah.
So potato chips after your vegetables.
Oh, sure. Yeah, that's a natural thing. So you can drive some weight off just by eating a lot of vegetables. But it's first not sustainable, and it's not healthy if you're going to chase it up with Doritos.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, so
can I ask you a question before you're going to keep going with your story? But you said you started off as an overweight child, right?
Yes.
And you are, I believe it's your birthday today, is that right?
Is it your birthday?
Yes. Yeah,
you came in late, Serene.
Freak out.
And you are, how old are you
I'm
today?
I'm 65.
Oh, wow. You
so
look fantastic.
Now, I got to ask you, as a child back in the 50s, 60s, right? 60s.
Yes.
Okay. As an overweight child, I bet your bullying was a thing, a real, real thing back then, was it?
It was.
Yeah.
It was.
And so do you feel like that stuck with you? You said you lost the weight as a teenager.
Yeah.
But was it those thoughts of not self-worth stemming from then?
Or, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was still playing on a reel in my mind.
Yeah.
And so that was a big part of my healing. And as Sarah helped me and she challenged me and then I was able to come on plan, but I wasn't fully healed. And it took a lot of community, different things that I was doing, because you really do have to work on yourself a lot.
Yes.
And a huge amount of that is the self-talk and knowing your own value. Mm. And one of the things that I had to do was like, well, find out what is my purpose? You know, it isn't like it's clever marketing that she's a ray of hope. You know, that's what God put into her. Mm-hmm. And I had to go and seek, what is my gifting? Why am I where I am at right now? And I had to go and find that and seek that from the Lord and find the words that he had for me. And so when I was out there searching And it's like, what is my purpose? And I was trying to find the words to say to myself and change my story and in my mind. And she made a second challenge to me. And it was a pretty big challenge. She said, I want you to sing the Hillsong worship song, Who You Say I Am, to yourself.
Know who you in say the mirror. I am. That one, right? Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
And do it in the mirror.
Wow.
And when I did, I cried.
Yeah.
And because I didn't feel it. I didn't feel that was who I was. I didn't feel like I deserved that.
What are the lyrics now? You have called me.
Yeah, you are for me.
Yeah,
not against me. I am who you say I am.
Yes.
Yeah.
And by the way,
you're chosen, not forsaken.
When we came here last year to Hilltop, we did that song.
All right. Yeah.
I just was like, oh, it's so perfect.
Mm.
Anyway, so I had to change the words and, you know, just read the Bible. That's one of the things that's really close to my heart, because our language is so negative.
Yeah.
I love that at the cafe that you have Life by Chocolate. Because I've been so many places where they have Death by Chocolate. Mm-hmm. And that is really speaking a negative thing.
Yeah.
It's just it's kind of fun and stuff. It's fun, but it's not funny. Yes. In the end.
Yeah, right.
I mean, when I was coming out of my darkness, I was on multiple medications. My mother and grandmother were diabetic. Some of my of Sarah's earliest memories and my other daughter Daphne's memories of my mom were sitting at the table, and she would just be sitting there clicking that sound of her rolling the insulin bottle and it hitting her rings while she was warming it so she could take her insulin shot.
Wow.
That was type 2, obviously. Wow. Yeah.
Yes. Wow. And both my mom and my dad had open heart surgery.
Wow. So you had that history of all those common epidemics.
Yeah, I had all of that history, and I was warding that off that with pharmaceuticals.
Mm. Right.
And thank God for eating trim and healthy. And I started to change the way I spoke to myself, and change the way I was like reaching out to God and finding His story and His plan for my life, and beginning to put away the pharmaceuticals. And I remember how important it was when I finally came to the point where I thought, I'm done with the antidepressant medicine.
And how long did that take? Like, do you feel like?
Because
it's not an overnight thing, is it?
It is not.
No.
And that's that is an important thing that that people need to realize that your journey is not going to be a quick fix.
Yeah.
It's not like you can be fixed in just like 3 weeks. That's what they always promise. Like, oh, jump on this plan and you can lose 50 pounds in 50 days you know, some crazy things like that's not plausible or sustainable.
Right. And so do you think it was a combination of, obviously you came into this, you know, new self-identity, and you were eating soundly and you'd thrown away the sugar. Do you think it was a combination of those things that healed, you know, that your thoughts and your mind, how do you feel? Like, was it one day that you just thought, well, I don't have to do this antidepressant medication anymore? What was it that told you you didn't have to?
I think it's the power of the spoken word.
Yeah. Mm.
You know, there's so much in the Bible about that. And I had known that for a long time. I mean, back in the 80s, there was teaching about the power of the word. And I remember that. And I didn't really embrace it at the time. Mm-hmm. But one of the first things that I did when I was raising Sarah and Daphne is like, we're never going to call them stupid or say that, you know, you're bad. You know, there's no calling our child bad or stupid. We're not going to use those words.
Yeah,
and we're going to focus on behavior things.
Right.
And it's absolutely terrible, the things that we'll say to ourselves. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if you actually write down the things that you say to yourself, and then you think, would I tell this to someone I loved?
Wow.
And when you realize, oh no, I would never tell them something that horrible. But you just told it to yourself.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so being able to like embrace the fact that there's power in words.
Mm.
And that's one of the things that I want to study. And I'm going to over the next year. I'm starting a Bible study.
Yes.
I go through the Bible every year.
Yeah.
And I like to go through chronologically. And June 5th, I'll be starting going through again.
Yeah.
But this time, I want to focus more on that power of the word and the spoken word.
So good.
Because his word is so powerful. Yeah. Your book. Yeah. You know, I see you moving that way as well.
Oh, yeah.
And when I got the book, I'm That Girl, it's like, I don't care what you call it. And I started reading that. It's like, that resonated with me.
Aww. You know, speaking of I'm That Girl, you know, and you're a man, and our plan was called Trim Healthy Mama. You know, how much of a resistance, was that part of your 5-year resistance thinking there was just a woman, or was that not a part of it?
No, no, that wasn't part of it.
No.
It was complicated.
Yes.
I couldn't understand it.
Okay.
And I will have to say, when I started to learn it, I had a lot of anxiety. When I would go to the grocery store, I like to be helpful around the house. And if I had to pop into Walmart, you know, or any place, it's like, hey, I'm going to this place. You know, do you have anything? And Sarah would send me a list. And I would go in there and I'd be looking for something. It's like, I'd have to take a big breath. Like I can do this because I'm going in there and I can find Doritos. I can find anything that I'm familiar with.
Yeah.
But finding, when she was like, find okra. It's like, oh, it's frozen okra. It's like one of my favorites, by the way, frozen okra. It's like, what is that? Where would I find it? I can find it.
So it's a new world, section. New language. Yes.
It is. And there's so many things that we have like that. I had that same anxiety and right. I had to suck it up and just say, I'm going to do this when I entered into the kitchen and the pantry.
Wow.
I mean, it's like glooky. Oh, what is this mysterious thing? Is it a liquid? Am I going to find it in the freezer? Maybe it's in a can. I don't know. Anyway, I had to, you know, become comfortable with the idea. I'm going to do this, and I've got to get beyond that. Now I'm pretty comfortable. It's like I open up that cupboard, and there's like, you know, 40 bags of Trim Healthy Mama stuff, and they're all color coded. It's like, yeah, flip. Yeah, that's what I need.
But, you know, I have to say though, I do follow you on the app on your meals, and you're still a very simple eating guy. You eat simple meals. They don't look like they're complicated or hard. You put them together. They're really smart. They look yummy. Do you do most of your own cooking? I mean, I know you live with Sarah, or does your wife cook?
Can
do
I
you
say
cook?
Something yeah. real quick
Who?
About this?
Who cooks?
So when he first started, I made like most of his meals because I wanted to make sure he was eating on plan, and I'm like explaining to him, and it kind of went over his head for a little while. But there got to be a point in the journey where I realized, like, what if something happens to me or I can't always make his meals? Like, he has to be able to fly on his own.
Yeah.
So I started pulling back
and
be like, well, you got to make your own lunch today, Dad. And I would just check it and like, thumbs up. You did a good job.
Yeah.
And then, so it was like this slow transition.
And
now my dad could cook for anybody.
Wow.
Really? Do it. And I mean, he's awesome. He has a YouTube channel where he shows people how to add vegetables because he loves vegetables and he loves to show people how to hide them.
Yes.
And
so you have a YouTube channel.
I love
Trim Healthy. Is it Trim Healthy Papa? Is it?
No, what it is not. It?
No.
It's Better Life Site.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, because I think that's what God gave to me.
Yes.
Yeah, I was like seeking, what are my things? Why? What is my purpose? And he gave it to me as like this, to encourage, educate, and coach so that you may have your better life.
I love that. That's awesome.
So Better Life Site for your better life.
You went from being a non-cooker, whatever you, a person who doesn't really cook, someone who buys Doritos,
yeah,
to having a YouTube channel where on you cooking. Show people how to
I love
cook
it.
And add more veggies and disguise them. Oh my goodness, isn't that cool? Who knew you would become?
Yeah, I had no idea, but I love that idea, and I really found it in a as a way of serving, because I want men and women to that feel uncomfortable about that and eating their vegetables to be able to find a way to do that.
Yeah.
Because it's important. It's uncanny that we're resistant to eating vegetables. Yeah. You'd think that we'd be resistant to I don't want to eat that because I can't even pronounce any of the things in that label. But the ingredients on the label don't put people off much as vegetables. There's people that are like really vegetable. It's like I don't want to have anything to do with a vegetable.
So do you think that vegetables have played a big part? You know, veggies are big on THM, but they are on other plants too. But do you think, because you said in the last potty that you're down 70 pounds total, or what's your total?
I'm down 100 pounds.
100 pounds.
Wow.
So
yeah, you can drive a certain amount off just by increasing the number of vegetables.
But do you think that has been key to helping you? I mean, you're done, right? You're not losing weight anymore, right?
I'm effectively stalled, but I'm pretty happy where I'm at.
I would call it goal weight.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't think I'm at goal weight.
You don't?
Really?
I don't know what my goal weight will be.
Wow, you look fantastic.
But I thank you very much. Yeah. Thank you. I
look like
that.
A trim person to me. I would never think of you as overweight ever.
I think I have a few left, but I'm fine.
Yeah, maybe 5 pounds. People never know when to call it a.
Well, no, the thing is, I don't live in the world of scale victories.
Yeah,
for
right.
me, it's the non-scale victories.
Yes,
and I want so much for people to be able to have that hope, mm-hmm. Because so much of it isn't going to be when they step off the scales. Mm-hmm. It's when they step into their life.
Yes, so I mean, like, I love that.
Little things that happen to me all the time that are constant reminders in my life.
Yeah,
that it's like, oh, I have this victory in my life. Mm-hmm. You know what? Like, I go over there, and if I get one of my grandchildren and they're playing on the floor, and I just like get on the floor and I'll play with them because I can get back up.
Yes.
Yeah. And when you're up 100 pounds, you know what? Getting on the floor and thinking about getting back up, there's a decision you have to make because I don't want to get on the floor if it's going to be such a struggle to get back up.
Do you know what's so interesting? Because how many years have you been doing this now from the time that you actually officially started?
It's been over 4 years, okay, just a little over 4 years. Yeah.
But you were saying prior to that, that you struggled with aging and, you know, disease, prevention, disease with the medications and everything. But, you know, you're older now, but you are way younger.
Oh,
like,
I agree.
It's incredible the things that you have turned around. And it's just so interesting. So beforehand, you know, obviously with the depression and everything, it must have been a cloud over you thinking, okay, so I feel this old now and in my future on the horizon, it's just obviously going to get worse. Like that's the mindset
of somebody.
Is that what
you felt? I
wonder.
Who's
aging?
Oh,
is
yeah.
that how, is that, did that come into play with that, with the heaviness of the spirit of depression?
Oh, yes.
And
yeah,
so now.
Aging and the depression.
Now you're in this better life site, right? You're on the better, you're in this path of the better life. And the smile that captivates me is in that smile behind it. Is it the fact that you see the horizon a whole lot differently than you saw before? Because it looks like, you know, it looks like victory. It looks like energy. It looks like more and more and more victories, like non-scale victories that you see every day. So to you, I'm wondering, is the mindset now, I'm not aging. I'm, you know, I'm like graced with years maybe, but not aging.
Yes, I'm beginning to, well, not beginning, I'm like, I'm well into the thought of what can I accomplish from here on out. So I'm 65 and I'm thinking, oh, I've got a lot of years and a lot of life left in me to give and pour out and to help others. And how do I want to spend that? And how can I help people to, you know, not only, you know, just come to health and such, but, you know, to have a better outlook on life and to speak positivity to themselves. But more than that, you know, I want people to experience grace and God's love. and have that relationship with God and be able to do what I did and sing to themselves in the mirror. And
I
I'm not a trained singer, but I one of the videos and I put it out there of me singing that song.
Really?
Who You Say I Am.
Yeah. Wow. So you can get through it now and you believe it.
because I can believe that.
I love that.
And that's huge. And that's the real victory right there. It's the new identity. It's the true identity. And when we embrace that true identity, that's the better life.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene. This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
I love how it goes along, though, for us. You know, Serene, it started, and we're pastors' kids, so we grow up, you know, in Christianity. We knew the truth about the cross, and we were thankful, and we had a great upbringing. But, you know, then we start on this health journey. And I feel like as your cells get healthier, your brain, I don't know, but there was something that happened to both of us, Serene. I know it was life crises too, but we were pushed into this place where we had to realize it's so much more than food. Yes, food's the start. Food's a big part of it, but that opens the door to this other thing where it has to be.
Food can only take you so far.
It has to be. And there's a limit on the food.
You want to keep going on the adventure of health, right? And you realize, okay, food, that was just the cab to the airport.
Yeah.
And now I'm getting on the big plane.
Now we're going places and I got a healthy body to do it. Yes. Yeah, going places with God. I love that. Hey, your medication. So there was an antidepressant medication you were on that you no longer have to take.
Oh, yes.
What else?
And, you know, that is a huge thing about that because when you're put onto that, they may casually let you know, but when you ask like, hey, how long am I going to be taking this? Like, oh, for the rest of your life. Yeah. It's like, oh, I did not know I was signing up for a life sentence. But when I began to feel that positivity and you know, speak to God and, you know, just incorporate prayer and change so many different things in my life, and I was able to get off that, I waited for months before I like let my doctor know. But it was also, I had high blood pressure and cholesterol.
Do you have to take medication for that now?
I don't for the cholesterol. Yeah. I still for my high blood pressure.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I don't want to see my high blood pressure.
Right. Yeah.
That's the first step though, being aware, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know, medicine.
I want to control my blood pressure and I would like to do that.
I don't think, you know, I love your attitude though, because medicines and prescriptions and things, they're not evil at all. I feel like they're actually helpers to get us to where we need to go. You know, whatever's giving us life and helping us heal. Sometimes it's medication. At other times, you know, food girds us up and it's hormones and all these things. But whatever is getting us to the place that's a better place. And, you know, sometimes medications can be dropped because we get well enough. And that's awesome. Sometimes they're continued. You know, that can be awesome too. I just feel they should never be looked on in a shameful way either.
I agree. Mm-hmm. And that's a thing. Your doctor can only do so much.
Yeah.
And if your doctor's looking inside you and saying, hey, you're in danger and I want to put you on this prescription. The other side of that is when you leave that office, your doctor's not going with you and you have to take responsibility for it. And I think I didn't. I just said, great, my doctor gave me this and my doctor's in charge. And, you know, it took a lot of real examination to myself to say, no, I've got to take charge of myself and I've got to become a student of my own body.
And you really have. I love that. Being a student of your own body.
That's brilliant.
So huge.
I love it. And that's what Sarah had to do when she had to start coaching herself.
Yes.
She had to become student of her own body. She was coach and student.
Yeah. You know, I've had to do that multiple times through my journey too. Well, unless you do it, you won't be able to get to your optimum because you'll always be relying on others. And yes, we help one another. Serene helps me. I help her. Sarah, you help people. You're helped by people. You know, we had some conversations even. But in the end, we have to be that student who is the one driving that, you know, driving our engine, driving us.
So good.
I love that. You've both done that. And that's why you're sitting here, testimonies, sitting here.
Can I share my favorite story from his first non-scale victory?
Yes.
So we went out to this little diner and they have like the booths that don't move the seats.
Yes.
And we sat down and I look over at my dad and he's like crying. And I'm like, what happened? And he's like, I fit. And he just had this whole moment of how many times he's had to ask for a table with chairs because he wouldn't fit. And so that's one of my most favorite memories. That was one of your first non-scale victories. Oh,
that was huge. I remember that.
Aww. What about flying in an airplane too?
I was thinking that
just flying home tomorrow, right?
I took a picture of the seatbelt when we were flying down here Friday just because I was at the point where I would have to ask for an extension.
Yes.
And it's like, I never have to do this.
And now you're just probably pulling the thing. You got a bunch of leftovers, right?
You can like swing it like a lasso. Look at all this room here.
I love that. Yeah, there's so many. Just my belt. The sound of my belt.
Yeah.
When I would put my belt on and the buckle would hit. Because if you have a big waist, your belt is long.
Wow.
And when you go to put your belt on, that buckle hitting the floor was like a sound of accusation.
Wow. Oh, I never thought of that. The belt's so long, the buckle hits the floor.
Yes.
Wow. So you don't hear that anymore.
I don't.
Huh.
Wow.
So silence
is the non-scale victory. Wow.
That's huge.
What about your food? Like, I'd love to know some of your go-to meals as a guy who kind of cooks for himself. And what do you tell other men? And how do you make it simple?
What I like to do is I have a giant bowl for salad.
Yes,
and
so do I
will start by putting lettuce in there. And I don't like to stab the lettuce with a fork and then put it up to my face and have it like cover my face. So I got a knife. I was using scissors, but I got a big knife for Christmas, and I just chop that up and then throw other things in there. And it's amazing how many vegetables you can add to a salad.
Yeah,
like if you like that little crouton type of crunch, I will cut up celery into tiny little chunks and add that in. And then I'm making the decision. Am I going S or am I going E?
Yeah.
And it's like, do I want to go with, maybe I'm going to put shrimp in it. That's a really good thing to put in there. So I'll have some shrimp that I pull out of the freezer and I let thaw and, fully cooked shrimp. And I'll take and go with the balsamic vinaigrette and a little vinegar, salt, and pepper, maybe a little cayenne. Throw some stuff like that in there. Chop all that up.
He's a chef. Yeah, he is.
I just chop it up. Then I'm going to like take and put that on a bowl. And then, put it in a plate and then ring it with my shrimp.
Okay.
And I like to do that so that I know what I'm going to eat. And then because I want to track that, I take my picture so I can put it in the app.
Yeah.
And so I've come to terms with it. I prepared the food, which doesn't take very long at all.
No.
I chop it up and put it on the plate, and I stop, take the picture and record it in the app, and then I can eat.
So it's a routine that keeps you
accountable. Accountability, right?
Yeah.
How many times a day? Wait, so you eat one big salad every day. That's for one of your meals. Is that correct? Or two or one? Or
no, not.
Not every day, but you love it.
I do often.
Yeah.
And like I will, on a Sunday afternoon, I'll go through the process of bagging up oatmeal. Into little bags.
So you like it oatmeal for breakfast a lot? Yeah.
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm. I find that to be a pretty handy thing to do. I'll put it all into four servings of oatmeal that I'll put into a bag, and then I'll just dump them in, throw them in the microwave, and have that cooking for me on like Monday morning, and then Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday I can pull out a bowl of oatmeal and just warm it up.
Do you have protein in it?
Yeah. I will often have like a secret big boy. Like secret big boy
nice
to have
side,
my protein.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I love that.
With a secret okra in there.
Yes, yeah. I love that.
Because you know where that frozen okra is now.
I know.
You probably forgot where the Doritos are, right?
He makes that like almost every day. He loves it so much.
Wow.
Yep. I love that one. I'll have that for a snack or for the protein with breakfast. Mm. And then often have a salad for my lunch. And then in the afternoon, like I have a protein bar mm-hmm. and maybe a couple of those little cutie nectarines.
Mm, yes. Nice.
I love those things.
Yeah.
I like kind of the tactile feel of being able to like handle and peel that. I don't know why, but it's just, nice. I just like
you got
I
your,
like
you
that.
Got your fruit, you got your protein,
I
perfect.
Love that. And how about at dinner time? What is your like your main?
Now, at dinner time, we eat with Sarah, so
nice.
So it's fantastic. You know, it's like what's it going to be? So all I care about is you know like bumper sticker. Is it SRE? Just so I can be prepared and know.
What about you? But you're at like I'd call you go away. You know, I don't know about you know what you think of that, but maybe you haven't called it yet. But do you eat crossovers now? Then are you?
I do.
Oh, you do. Okay, good. Yeah. So yeah. You let yourself eat some crossovers.
Yeah. That's definitely on plan. Yeah.
And I like to, you know, think about a pattern and go with like, okay, I'm going to have you know eat a couple of emails and then S. And then it's like I'll go through a fuel cycle. And I like little challenges. I was traveling over a weekend and I had planned on doing a fuel cycle along with Sarah. And it's like, no, I'm doing a fuel cycle. And I'm traveling.
Oh, boy. Oh, you're braver than I.
And I want to be able to do that, not because I'm up for the challenge myself, but for people that are going to be in situations. Yeah. I was originally thinking, oh, I'll pack this giant backpack and I'll be able to go anywhere and do that. But I'm really thinking it's like, give me some stevia and one chopstick and I'm going to be a ninja out there.
Yes. That's right.
You know, that's fantastic.
And I'm looking all the time. The world is going this way.
Yes.
Because I go in now and I'll look around in like a Quickie Mart or whatever you have. But I'll go in there and I'll look and I'll say, oh, look at this. They have a few things that are on plan.
Yes.
Look, you can get boiled eggs. You can get a cheese stick
That's
in here.
Right.
You can get fruit
So you're
in
just
here.
A canned person. I can do this anywhere.
I love it. Yeah. Just give me stevia and a chopstick.
A stevia and a chopstick, man.
That's going to be your banner on your coaching website. The ninja with a chopstick and a little pouch of stevia.
That's the best. I love that approach, though. So you're just, you like to make it almost hard. Like, give me the heart. I'll show you how to do it.
Yeah, I go into a restaurant and it's like
Can you be my coach?
I go in there. I like that. I want to go in there and I want to meet that challenge and I want to do it. And it's back to the non-scale victories because I never want to lose the victories that I have.
Yes. No, that's right. You wouldn't want to. You want to be that grandfather that gets down on the ground.
We went to Mexican and we're sitting there and he's like, I wish I had some cucumbers to dip in the salsa.
Yeah.
So he's just like, there's a grocery store right next door. He goes, I'll be right back in just 1 minute. So we got up and next thing we know, he's coming back. He's got two giant cucumbers in his hand and he's cutting them right there at the table.
I love this guy.
And it was awesome.
So you're like, there's nothing impossible here. I love it. Hey, yeah. Leslie's got something to say.
I want to ask a question. First of all, I have welled up like three times back there.
Because you have a daughter daddy relationship that you help out your
daddy.
Yeah,
I love to see this relationship. Yeah. It's really, really awesome. I didn't realize I'm going to do this.
Yeah,
but I want to know: are you active too? Like, what is your day to day look like? Do you walk or swim or anything like that? Sorry.
No, I love that. Precious.
That's okay. Thank you, Leslie.
You touched out Leslie.
And I get up early, and the first thing that I like to do is just brush my teeth, wash my face, and then go in and listen to the Bible while I walk on the treadmill.
Oh, nice. Okay.
And I just want to have some activity as I start.
Yeah.
Then I can.
How long do you treadmill for?
12 minutes.
Oh, nice. Perfect. Yeah, just get yourself going. Yeah. Get yourself going.
I just want to start.
Love it.
And then if I can get something else in later, a walk through the neighborhood, I'll do that. I am pretty active in other activities. I used to go back and forth to pick up my grandson at school, and I go to church activities. So I'm on the road a lot, you know, just even though I'm working from home.
Yes. Right.
And so I'll go out and do those other things. And then if I can get the opportunity to take that walk through the neighborhood and just like, you know, spend some time with God and kind of like put a blessing on the neighborhood, because, you know, it's
that's awesome. They're lucky to be living lucky to live near you. So now what about, you know, because, you know, I'm telling my husband this and me, because, you know, I'm over 50 now and postmenopausal, and we lose bone. And the way we lose bone is because we lose muscle more with every year. So have you thought about, you know, adding in strength training or anything like that?
Yeah. After I get off the treadmill, I do a few push-ups.
Oh, perfect.
And then,
perfect.
And then I do some stretches because I'm trying.
Because he's a ninja.
I want to maintain my flexibility.
Yeah. Nice.
Fantastic.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y. Anything else you want to leave us with?
You know, one of the parts when you can't pour into yourself because you don't have the, you can't say those words to yourself, getting in community. And my wife and I joined a church group back in Colorado with Cindy and Tony Reed. And they were so kind and began to involve us in other things and getting involved there and then with family and slowly getting more and more associations of people that can help you and pour into your life.
So community is huge.
It is.
And you know, the longest lived people
have
that. There's always that thread in common in the blue zones. Right. It's community and it's family.
Right. We remember that one study about the Italian. Mm-hmm. I think it was in Italy. This one village, and they were one of the longest lived communities. And they went in to study what was their secret. Was it healthy food? It wasn't necessarily healthy food. They didn't eat fast food, but it was a lot of wine and cheese.
It wasn't like packaged food.
Yes, it wasn't packaged food at all. But they realized that it was the community. It was the love of the community and the pouring in and the being there for one another. It's just so massive.
But Sarah, so you have your dad and living at your home, you know, and his wife, and so. Is that sometimes hard on you, but you love it? I mean, because that's always two more, you know, there's got to be good and bad, but it's obviously so worth it because you're sitting here just smiling and the love between you is felt.
I was just going to say, when you said community, it's like, I adore my dad.
Yeah.
And to be able to do Trim Healthy Mama with him and be coaches, like, this journey has been so amazing to watch him transform into who he is now. And he just pours into people and shares the love of the Lord and his love for Trim Healthy Mama and helping people to transform and change their own lives because he's been so impacted. But the day-to-day, like every single day, we, you know, it's fun to be able to share that commonality with him because not everybody is doing Trim Healthy Mama, but they should be. And it's just so fun. It makes life interesting. And I know he always has my back, and I just love that. And I love that
Do you know what I love watching about the two of you? Obviously, you know, you were a baby in diapers at one point, and you know, he did a lot of time pouring into you, and I'm sure he still spent a lot of time pouring into you. But I love the switch that happens when then the children start pouring into the generation that raised them. And I just think it's a beautiful thing that I see this beautiful give and take where, you know, now you are pouring so much into him and it's just beautiful. I think that's a beautiful thing. And I think that's why Leslie Potts was so touched, because she has a father who she's pouring into too.
Yeah, and she lives with her dad.
I'd like to also say that, you know, we have our communities at church and our individual Bible studies that we go to and the different people we have. But in our house, the believers that we live with, Richard, Sarah's husband, he's awesome. He's my best friend.
Aww,
and my wife and Liz, and she's so helpful to me.
Yeah.
Neither of them are on plan.
Wow, it's so interesting.
But they are so beneficial and helpful in the household and in our lives, and we love them. They are really just the our backbone that helps us as well.
Man,
they're part of the structure.
I got to say that that's kind of huge, because you know you're giving value. You're obviously, and they're such valuable people, but this lens that Serena and I were talking about, you know, it's a lens of value, even if they're not doing, you know, eating your way perfectly, you know, just still honoring them with all that value.
It's huge.
And so many people are listening today to you too, and they have spouses or family members that don't want to eat the way they are, but who, you know, you've talked about the seed, who knows when they will or even if they won't.
Exactly.
But they still have such value that we can honor them with.
I think it's huge. And this is almost to the end of part two of these incredible testimonies. But I think that was one of the incredible take home points too, that, you know, a lot of people put the excuse up, well, because, you know, my better half, or because the main people in my life are not doing it, I can't do it at all, you know? And I think, and also just like Pearl said, the value that you give, because Pearl had that crossroads. She came just struggling. If you didn't listen to the podcast two potties ago or whatever, how she just got so interested in hiking all of a sudden with this new lease of like getting into exercise. And all of a sudden she's like, my husband, he doesn't love to hike.
He's just not worthy.
but of course she came too, of course, very quickly. But yeah, it's the beautiful thing that it's the not forcing the people that you love or making them feel less.
Yeah, Sarah, I didn't know your husband wasn't on plan either. So
he could teach the plan.
He could.
He could.
But he just doesn't
teach it. Yes.
Well, our husbands, I don't think they could teach the plan. I don't even know what, like, alphabetic soup is. Is it Z or Y? What is it? A? No, it's an E. Okay, it's an E.
Both have their jobs that they do in the house and really pick up the slack on so many things.
Yeah.
But I love that Richard's, his nickname is Helping Hubby.
Helping
Hubby. Yes.
Yes, because he really does so much that is the backside of her business.
You know what you guys do? You look at the best of people, because I know that having in-laws in a home and all living together of different generations, there must be things that come up and they do that. But I can tell that you guys are looking at the best of one another and of you know, of you guys and of Sarah. I sense it. And that's why we sense this happiness and love, right?
Yes.
Because it's just the lens. It's the lens.
When I had to learn to change my behavior so it could impact them in a different way. So one thing with my own mom is I love and adore her. And for me to impact and influence her, I had to realize I had to stop buying her things that were off plan because I love her. And for me, it wasn't me loving on her. For me to love her was to also be giving her health through what I've learned.
Right.
And so years ago, God convicted me of that. He's like, if you love your mom, then you've got to stop buying her unhealthy treats and things like that. And that was when I just quit. So I started making things for her to eat. And
does she enjoy it?
She does.
Good. So she loves the on-plan foods. It's just...
not everything, but she loves so many things.
Yeah.
And she has, like, she eats dinner with us. So she is eating some on-plan meals, and she has lost 25 pounds
just by doing that.
Yeah. So that's another way, you know, as people following the plan, that we can impact others around us by simply changing what our actions are to impact and influence them.
Right.
And you never know what will happen.
But can I ask you something, Sarah? Your husband's, you know, doesn't eat like you do. He doesn't do this. Like you and your dad are so, you know, you're besties in this and you're excited about it and you love everything about it. And your husband doesn't, you know, obviously feel that same way. But has there been times where you just wanted to shake him and like, come on, do this with us? Or do you
not? He's better saints than Pearl and I.
Yeah, because
he knows how I feel. He knows how you feel. I want him to be healthy and strong for our family. Yes. And I'm always like worried about his health because I want him to live a long life.
That's where I'm at with my husband.
Yes. That's what I tell him. And his downfall is chips. He knows it. Because otherwise he eats everything I make and he loves
your food. He's just doing his own thing as well.
He's probably just right with my husband.
Yes. And he knows. And, you know, it's
but it's up to him to make that transition. It's a temptation to nag, though, right? So you have to suppress it.
I have to work on it a lot. Because I just love him so much. And I want him to live his best life, too, just like my dad is. And I know it's in him. Because I can see the potential in people. And I think that's so key, is just seeing that potential and just drawing it out of them.
But then just living it out as an example and giving them the value that they absolutely deserve. Like, honestly. It sounds like your husband's just amazing.
He is, absolutely.
And everyone's on their own health journey, man. And sometimes men have to come to a place where they're forced to do things, sometimes just with the health issues or whatever. Not someone else forcing them, but their own body forcing them. Yeah. And, you know, I pray that your husband will just stay healthy and well because you're feeding him so well. But everyone has that time and place where they come to that decision and the crossroads, you know?
Yes, definitely.
And you want to leave us with anything, Trim Healthy Papa?
You know, you were just talking about that and it reminded me of mindset, and that has to come from within so we can reach out. And ultimately, when we're pouring into ourselves the things like the power of God's word, and we recognize who he is and who he thinks we are, and we begin to make that change, it changes us from within. That's the crucial thing that has to happen. Then we can begin to work on ourselves for the rest of it.
Hey, you bring so much word, so many words of wisdom. Like everything is just like,
I'm just like holding, hanging on each word. It's
so beautiful. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you both for coming. Yes. We so appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Hey, I just wanted to add this at the end of this potty. Because Derek has left the building now and we didn't say where you could contact him. So if you ever want to reach out to him, he is Coach Derek. Actually, he's our first man coach and he has betterlifesite.com. That's S-I-T-E. So that's his website, but you can also find him on Facebook at Your Better Life Site. He's on Instagram. Hey, and he posts so regularly on our Journey app. So if you want to see his meals, he's an awesome guy to follow. I follow him on our Journey app. And there on our Journey app, he is THM First Man Coach Derek. He's spelled D-E-R-E-K. That's how he spelled Derek. But he's such an inspiration to follow. Trim Healthy Mom.